I'd like to ask, what type of student is a member in the free speech movement? Are they beatniks? Are they radicals? People wonder about that.
That's a very important question because many people do wonder about this very issue. Who are members of the FSM? And we found by taking many different statistics and many different polls, we found that contrary to what some people think, the members of the FSM are not the usual people, the radicals, the left-wingers, but actually involve a spectrum of all political viewpoints. I have some statistics that were gathered by a group of graduate students that bear this point out. This was a survey of the members of the FSM and people who were actually arrested, the students who were arrested. Out of those arrested, only 4.5% were what could be called radicals, that is, members of the Young Socialist Alliance, Young People's Socialist League, an independent socialist club. The others covered the full range of the political spectrum. 18.2% were of liberal groups like the Young Democrats. 25.6% were civil rights organizations like the NAACP and CORE. 1.2% were conservative groups. 7.3% were religious organizations. Furthermore, 57% of the students belong to no political organizations at all. In normal times, these people are the people who are least likely to be involved in any sort of politics, radical or otherwise. Also, it's very interesting to note that these students are actually the top students at the university, academically that is, according to some other statistics of those arrested. Nearly half had better than B averages. 71% of the graduate students had averages between B and A. 20 were Phi Beta Kappa students, 8 were Woodrow Wilson fellows, and 20 have published articles in scholarly journals.
Well, that's very interesting to learn of the type of student that was involved in this. But you mentioned the arrests. Now, many of us in the community wonder